People that don't believe in spiritual warfare haven't towed the line with what God has called them to do in their life. Now, don't lose your place in Chronicles. But let's turn to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, excuse me. Acts is in the New Testament. It's right after the Gospels. Acts chapter 16. We're going to begin with verse 22. Listen. The crowd joined in attacking Paul and Silas. That's the Apostle Paul. The crowd joined in attacking Paul and Silas, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them into the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. Now, the innermost cell is a dungeon. It's a place of darkness. Talk about resistance. Talk about resistance. You are honoring God and you find yourself in the deepest, darkest depression. Have you ever been there? You are doing everything right and suddenly you find yourself in the deepest, darkest kind of hole in your life. What did Paul and Silas decide to do? You can picture it, can't you, in your mind's eye? Can you hear him saying, I am tired of this. I am sick of it. I have done everything you've asked me to do, and God allows this to happen? I don't know what else I can do for you, God. I lost my job. My kid was arrested at the mall. With only one kidney, I can't have any children. I can't take it anymore. Is that what Paul and Silas did? Are there times when we feel like saying those things, though? Come on, be honest with yourself. Look in the mirror. What was it that Paul and Silas did? Verse 25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. Now, remember what they did? They had them stripped and flogged and probably beaten within an inch of their life. And about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was an earthquake so violent that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were unfastened. Praise God. Praise God. Folks, regardless of the resistance that you find yourself in, when you choose to make worship a priority, you realize that you are not a victim. Do you hear that? When you choose to make worship a priority, you realize that you are not a victim. Your focus is upon God, and you realize that God is large and in... I put control there, but I like large and in charge. So put charge in your blank. I like that one better. You realize that God is large and in charge. Let's say that together. You realize that God is large and in charge. Yes, regardless of what situation you find yourself in, do not accept the victim's role. Stand and praise God. Amen? The doors will fling open and the chains will be broken and you will be set free for whatever it is that is holding you captive. Let's go back to 2 Chronicles 20, 22 now, because I love what it says. As they began to sing praises, the Lord set an ambush against the Ammonites. Now, we're back to the Old Testament. We're back to Jehoshaphat here. As they began to sing in praise, that choir that's in front of the army, the Lord set an ambush against the Ammonites, Moab and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so that they were rooted. You don't like rooted? So they were routed. I have strong roots. No, I'm bald. Anyway, they were routed. Praise God. Praise God. Think about that. This choir was going out in front of the army singing praises to God. They never even lifted a sword. And what happened? Teachers, say it correctly now. They were what? Routed. There you go. All right, see, I like participation here. When we worship, and when worship is a priority in our life, you connect with the source of your strength. Amen?